We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Game 7 of the 2021 football season, and the Bruins were under the late-night lights once again, this time in the Pacific Northwest. A happy result in a place that's not easy to win. UCLA beats the Washington Huskies to improve to 5-2. This is the UCLA Bruin Game Summary Podcast. After every football and men's basketball game this year, we'll have one of these puppies for you so you and your friends can hear what you missed if you weren't actually there, or even if you were. It's a way to get a fresh, instant reaction from me and Matt Stevens and Wayne Cook from up in the booth. We'll also hear from Coach Chip Kelly after all these football games presented by our friends at the Newport Rib Company. Right now, let's get you going. A summary of what we saw on a typically cool and crisp Saturday night on the peaceful shore of Lake Washington. Let's go back to the booth. Dorian Thompson-Robinson led the charge to Bruins, a 24-17 win in Seattle to wreck homecoming for the University of Washington. And Dorian Thompson-Robinson, Matt Stevens, was 1 of 8 in the first half in Tucson the week before. He started out 10 of 11 in Seattle. That set a wonderful tone.
Well, it was a bunch of easy passes for DTR. There were bubble screens to the outside, swing passes, quick hitters over the middle. There was really nothing deep. One of the best plays, and probably the longest plays, was a shuttle pass to Greg Dolchitz, and that was a terrific play call by Chip Kelly. But make the game plan easy for DTR. Get him in rhythm.
And you talk about rhythm as we look at Washington's quarterback, a youngster, Dylan Morris. For the year now, he's 8 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. Dorian Thompson-Robinson's ratio is 13-2, and he's also rushed for a handful of touchdowns this year. That total is up to 5 now, so it's really 18 touchdowns total for a senior who continues to do big things, even if the numbers aren't always real big.
And let's not forget, he wasn't with his favorite receiver, Kyle Phillips, in the game. We don't know what happened to Kyle Phillips. He practiced during the week, did not make the trip. How much of the game plan was to Kyle Phillips that was prepared for the entire week? They had to throw it out the window, but I thought Logan Loya, Chase Cota, Cam Brown, they stepped up big. I'll tell you, Greg Dolchitz is getting a lot of attention, even though he only caught 2 passes in this football game. He's a priority in that pass defense for opponents.
The 2 passes he caught were on the game-winning drive, as it turned out. The Bruins took the lead late, and then Devin Kirkwood sealed it. If we're going to talk about a senior like Dorian Thompson-Robinson being one of the heroes, How about a true freshman, Devin Kirkwood, an L.A. kid? I mean, everybody thinks he is going to be a superstar, and he proved that with a juggling in-traffic interception pretty much right on the end zone line with 4 minutes 50 seconds to go.
And the receiver, McMillan, had him beat, had a couple steps on him, it looked like, and the ball hung up in the air. Devin Kirkwood just kicked it into fifth gear. I mean, out of nowhere, he was like a Maserati passing people on the freeway, and he got one hand up, popped it up, and then caught the ball, and then went into the end zone. They put it on the 4-yard line, but it was just a terrific play by the youngster.
UCLA has won 4 straight Pac-12 road games now, going back to last year. We haven't seen that since 2014 and 15. Once again, the Bruins outrushed an opponent. That's been 13 games in a row they've done that, Matt. And at halftime, I mean, if it was a fight, they would have stopped it. It was 133 yards to 4 at a halftime. Now, the Huskies did find a little something in the run game after that, but the Bruins' run game was on point.
It was on point, and you thought UCLA would come out in the third and fourth quarter, and they were going to continue to hand the ball off to Britton Brown. Britton Brown only had 3 or 4 carries in this game, but Zach Charbonnet, he was so effective in the first half, and it was just a whole new offensive philosophy where it was empty set, throw the ball outside, you know, swing passes to the running backs. It wasn't the typical handoff where you pound it inside. And this offensive line was dominating.
And, you know, you mentioned those lateral passes. We saw more screen passes in this game than we had combined all year. Not even close. And on a night when, indeed, Dulcich was bracketed, had only 2 catches, Kyle Phillips wasn't even on the trip, Kazmir Allen caught a lot of those screens. He caught 5 of them. He had 5 catches all year coming in. Chase Cota caught 3 in the first half. Cam Brown caught 3, had a touchdown. Everybody into the act. There were 8 different receivers that touched the ball tonight successfully.
Well, let's not forget, 3 games, UCLA has only had 4 receivers catch passes. The wealth was spread tonight in the passing game. So UCLA, they got everybody involved.
And in terms of what it looks like big picture now, you're 5-2, not 4-3. You've just started the gauntlet, right? Because you got Oregon next, Utah after that. Washington on the road was the first step through that very dark and scary forest. Well, they just took down the Huskies by a touchdown.
And UCLA, hopefully they're going to have a big crowd at the 12:30 kickoff at the Rose Bowl. They're going to play against Oregon, nationally televised game. It's a big deal, and I think they're going to get a lot of support. And UCLA has some momentum, but let's not forget, they've lost their last 2 games at the Rose Bowl.
That's right.
So this is going to be a very important home win. And if they get a home win, they're going to have a lot of momentum going to Salt Lake City and playing Utah on the road.
Yeah, that'll be the game of the year at that point if they get past Oregon. So you talk about a UCLA team that, again, was able to win the turnover situation, and that was part and parcel to it as well. Kirkwood's interception, the biggest takeaway of the game, is, again, the happy final was the Bruins 24 and the Huskies 17. Some other things to talk about. Yeah, the Bruins committed 6 penalties for 60 yards, 4 for 40 in the first quarter, Matt, and that was scary. At least they cleaned it up as the game went on. And as you've talked about pretty much during the whole broadcast, some of those penalties, not so much.
Well, I mean, it's okay if you have 1 bad call, 2 bad calls, you're sort of upset. You know, 3, 4 bad calls, and you're just like, come on, give me a break. And it showed in the team that they overcame those bad calls. It didn't affect them. It didn't cost them the game. And that's the biggest thing.
The Bruins never did pop a really big play, what we call the jackpot plays of 40-plus, but that's something that Washington is very proud of. They don't give up 40-plus. But the Bruins got a lot of 17s and a lot of 19s and a lot of 23s, and it added up to 420 yards. Washington only had 267.
Yeah, I mean, and Daytona Jackson, Otito Abonya, you know, the big heavies in the on that defensive line of UCLA. Daytona had a sack, and Otito's just, he's pushing guys around, so it's making it easier for guys like Caleb Johnson. By the way, Ale Cajo had some great plays in this football game as well. He's such a big hitter for the Bruins at linebacker.
And a guy that was supposed to have been at Washington the whole time. He said no thank you at the very end, having committed to them. Big loop to go to a couple different schools, ends up at UCLA. I agree, had the best game he's had as a Bruin so far. As you look at the stats, Charbonnet jumps off the page again because it's 131 yards on 21 carries. But on a night when Britton Brown only carried it 3 times, those were three really great carries. He had 26 yards on those three carries. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, before he started kneeling down, was at 11 carries for 90 yards, and he sealed the game with that last one.
Well, everyone can ask, why didn't Britton Brown have more carries? I mean, that's the big question. Why was Zach Charbonnet, you know, in the game the entire game? You know, why didn't they split carries 50-50? And last week, it was more Britton Brown, you know, who played against Arizona. He had that game winner at the end, and it really iced the deal in Tucson. I think Deshaun Foster is doing an excellent job with these running backs. If you have a guy that's hot, don't worry about the other guy. They're competitive guys, and they're not bitter guys. They really like one another, and all they care about is the win. That's the most important thing about Britton Brown and Zach Charbonnet.
The Bruins ended up not getting their 6 yards per carry that they were hoping for only because of the kneel downs at the end, but 40 carries for 237, that'll play as the Bruins win this game at 24-17. We'll have the highlights for you in short order, but first, our post-game chat with head coach Chip Kelly, brought to you by the Newport Rib Company. If you wonder how Matt and Wayne and I are always in such an upbeat mood during the pregame show, it's because we've just had amazing ribs and mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. So good. And if you want to throw a great tailgating party all by yourself for your friends and you don't want to do all the cooking, this is where to go. Newport Rib Company is right there at the Rose Bowl on game day. You can pre-order the whole meal or just the meats and sides. They'll get it hot off the grill to you whenever you want it. Pick it up in Lot H. They'll even help you carry it. So why not enjoy the Bruins' favorite barbecue at your tailgate? Just go to ribcompany.com or call John or Laura, 949-631-2110. That way you can eat like a champion, too. Newport Rib Company, Bruins owned and operated for over 35 years. They have a lot of competition, but their ribs don't. Now, without any further delay, here's Wayne with Chip.
After a big celebration, and it should be, Coach, two road wins in a row, that is not easy to do.
No, I mean, we've won three times on the road in this league, and that's the most difficult thing to do. I know that from my past experience in this league. To be successful, you got to win on the road, and part of the formula we talked about is if you don't turn the ball over, you have a shot. We didn't turn the ball over tonight, and we created two big ones on our defense, and that last one was huge for us.
Well, talk about Kirkwood. We actually thought he fell into the end zone, and we should have got ball on 20. He made it a little harder on us, but what a recovery for a very athletic young man to get back and get that ball.
Proud of him, and he told me he was going to get a pick this week. And the only thing he did wrong is he told me he was going to bring the ball to me after he picked it, but he didn't bring the ball to me, so it was a huge play for us. And then the fact that we ran the entire clock out,
yes.
You know, just running the ball and the way our team, we talk about finishing and something we pride ourselves on, and we did it tonight.
Well, really, a great call at the end to have Dorian keep it and use his speed again around the outside. I think everybody thought Zach was going to get it again. Thought it was a great call, and it really iced the game, and Dorian is faster. He is fast.
Dorian did a really nice job. We actually called that play earlier in the drive, but he didn't rush it, and it was close, but he handed it off. He doesn't force the issue. I thought he made really good decisions all night long. I'm really proud of him.
Coach, you had another, I think you're just under 250 rushing.
Yeah.
You know, Zach was a beast. I mean, obviously, I mean, he's going to be sore tonight. He ran so much, but he runs so hard.
Yeah, I mean, and we needed him. We needed every single one of them. So if we can run the ball and throw play action off of it, it's a pretty good formula for us. And I thought Greg Dulcich came up huge for us in that last drive.
Eight different receivers caught passes tonight, spreading around a little bit more. Dorian, we talked about at halftime. He was on, making good decisions, and a lot of different guys getting involved. And without Kyle Phillips, big deal.
Not having KP, you know, we miss him. But the other guy stepped up, and that's what it's all about.
On the other side of the ball, Coach, we've been noticing Caleb Johnson a lot more the last couple games. I mean, he's really showing up on the film.
Yeah, he seemed like he was all over the field tonight. I just kept seeing 40 flashing and making plays. And another kid that just worked so hard. I'm really excited about his future. And he played huge today.
Obviously, going forward, Coach, the only thing I thought there, you don't have to say anything on this, a few interesting calls, pass interference I didn't think was there, a couple offensive pass interferences, but you overcame that on the road. I know you want to clean that up, but when you're in this environment, it's tough to overcome that.
We do, you know, and that's all part of it. It's not what happened, it's our response to what happened, so I'm really proud of our guys and how they did it.
Coach, great win. Can't wait. Oregon next week. I know you're not thinking about that yet, but it's huge.
And it's at 12:30. Go figure. Go figure. College football Saturday afternoon. It's crazy.
It's going to be awesome. Great job.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Back to you.
All right. Thanks to Coach Kelly. Thanks to Wayne. Next up, the highlights. Let's run you through the key plays of this always entertaining matchup between two very proud football schools. Here's Gabe Genovese.
UCLA 24, Washington 17. Your final score tonight. Gabe Genovese back with you On the WestCom Bruin Locker Room Report, let's give you the highlight recap from this one, presented by WestCom. Learn more about Bruin banking benefits by visiting ucla.westcom.org. WestCom, official banking partner of UCLA Athletics. Washington received the ball first tonight, and, well, the UCLA defense came to play early.
On a first and 10 for Washington, going left to right, no score, play action. And Morris hit as he throws. It's up in the air and intercepted. Taken by Quentin Lake at the 29-yard line of UCLA. Fantastic pressure from Tyler Manoah. He had help, and that definitely altered the arc of that ball. Dylan Morris just kind of heaved it up there, and it was easy pickings for Q Lake.
The Bruin offense then took over at their own 30, but couldn't do anything with it. The Huskies marched inside the five in their next possession, but the Bruin defense held and forced them to a field goal. Washington led 3-0 with just over 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. UCLA started their second possession at their own 25, marched 75 yards in six plays, capped off by this.
Be a screen, and it's Cam Brown stepping through, tackles 10. Maybe out of bounds. Is he out of bounds? Otherwise, it's
a touchdown.
Touchdown, UCLA! Cam Brown, wearing zero, got zero resistance right there. The only question, did he teeter on the out-of-bounds line near the 10? Apparently not. He's in the end zone, 17-yard catch and run, and the Bruins have the lead.
Extra point good, and it was 7-3 Bruins at the end of the first quarter. UCLA got a stop on the next Husky possession, then the offense moved the ball well again, but couldn't get it in the end zone. An 8-play, 51-yard drive ended in a 39-yard field goal by Nicholas Barmira to make it 10-3 UCLA with 7 minutes to play in the second quarter. Just a few minutes later, after another quick stop by the defense, the Bruin offense quickly got inside the five, faced a fourth and goal at the one, and DTR found the end zone on a QB sneak to make it 17-3 with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. It looked like that was going to be the score at the half, but the Huskies get a critical touchdown with 52 seconds left in the second quarter to cut the Bruin lead to 17-10, and that's where we stood at the break. UCLA got the ball first in the second half, but the drive stalled near midfield. Washington then took over at their own 25 and made it look easy. A 9-play, 75-yard drive capped off by a QB sneak into the end zone on fourth and goal from the one to tie the game at 17 with 6:55 to go in the third quarter. And 17-17 was the score at the end of the third quarter. The Huskies had all the momentum at this time. Again, it was 17-3. Washington comes back, ties it at 17. They have the ball to begin the fourth quarter, but the Bruin defense comes up with the stop to start the fourth quarter. Then the UCLA offense finally got something going. The drive started at their own 10. Then on the 13th play of the drive, DTR found his tight end.
Dulcich in the slot on the left side. Charbonnet, the running back, over the right shoulder of Thompson Robinson, gets a shotgun snap, being pressured, throws one to the end zone. Caught! Dulcich! Touchdown! Touchdown UCLA from 9 yards away, and the Bruins retake the lead in Seattle.
Dulcich with his first two catches of the night on that drive, and the Bruins were back on top 24-17, with just over 8 minutes to play in the game. And on the next Washington possession, the UCLA defense came up big once again.
And on first and 10, Otten, the big tight end in motion towards the slot. And a little play action, a deep ball, got a shot, as it's going to be bobbled, it's going to be intercepted! The Bruins take it away, that ball hung in the air, and Devin Kirkwood undercut. The freshman makes the play of the night. He took it away from Jalen McMillan, the ball picked right near the goal line.
What a play. They ended up giving the Bruins the ball at their own 3-yard line after the pick. And on 3rd and 5, with just over 2 minutes to go, a first down seals the game, and DTR decided to keep it himself.
3rd and 5, DTR on a keeper, coming left, going to get the sticks, he can! First down UCLA at the 41!
And 3 kneel downs later, the clock hits 0, and UCLA spoils homecoming in Seattle with a 24-17 win.
All right, thanks so much to Gabe for taking us through all of what happened in Seattle. By the way, a reminder, tickets still available for the remaining home games, including the big matchup against Oregon this coming Saturday, October 23rd. Go to UCLABruins.com/tickets or call 310-UCLA-WIN for more information. We hope to see you there. And if you know someone connected with UCLA Health, let them know. There are 2 complimentary tickets available to all UCLA Health Hospital and Clinic staff. It's the Bruins' way of saying thank you for all that you do. The Ducks will have had an extra day of rest, by the way, having played and survived this past Friday night. An amazing goal line stand helping Oregon barely squeak by 1-5 Cal. Oregon is indeed a top 10 team, but maybe they are ripe for the picking with a 12:30 kick in Pasadena. Hey, real quick, a reminder, the Wooden Athletic Fund supports the excellence of our student-athletes in the classroom, in competition, and in the community. You can become a member for just $9 a month and invest in tomorrow's champions today. To learn more, go to woodenathleticfund.com. So, that's a wrap on Game 7 of this 2021 season. Thank you so much for listening to this particular episode. We'll be back in your ears again soon enough. This is Josh Lewin. Fours up, and go Bruins!